the Alaska Mental Health Trust approves the plan of operations for the next phase of exploration at the Palmer Project. And a food cart owner stranded in Haines due to the ferry strike makes the most of a difficult situation. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Constantine Metal Resources just received approval to begin underground exploration drilling on land they lease from the Alaska Mental Health Trust. As Claire Strempel reports, that work is slated to start next spring.
Constantine Metal Resources now has all the necessary permits and regulatory approvals to excavate a mile-long tunnel at the Palmer Project and roughly triple their yearly drilling. That's because once underground, the company can operate continuously and year-round.
It's been a long process and a lot of hard work by a lot of people. The process has led to a great plan to move the project forward.
Exploratory drilling and mapping is finished for the year at the Palmer Project, while the company focuses on a corporate transition. A new company called High Gold is going to spin off from Constantine and manage the projects in Cook Inlet, Yukon, and Ontario. Constantine will continue to work near Haines. After that transition, Constantine will work to finance next year's exploration project.
And that process is happening right now, and so the financing for Constantine and underground work would come post-spin-out, and that'll be an ongoing effort with us and investors to put that together.
Critics of the project are concerned that waste rock and water could contaminate the watershed, compromising the fishery and public health. Cornejo says that though camp is closed for the season, the Haines office is open for community discussions and potential site tours. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game is easing up fishing restrictions in Lutak Inlet and the Chilkoot River as more and more sockeye salmon pour in from the south. It's a calm, clear day, and dozens of fishing boats are setting nets in Lutak Inlet. Radios blare as the fishermen maneuver their gear into position. They're taking advantage of a banner run of sockeye salmon. Over 100,000 sockeye have passed through the Chilkoot River this year, and most of those fish arrived over the past week. The upper end of Fish and Game's escapement goal for Chilkoot sockeye has been exceeded, so the agency decided to open commercial fishing in Lutak Inlet until further notice. But commercial fishermen aren't the only ones taking advantage of the run. Upstream, the banks of the Chilkat River are packed with people flicking their lines into the river.
I had one bite.
That's Kevin Thompson from Edmonton, Alberta. He's in Haines for a few days with a wedding party.
No one in the group's got one quite yet, but I've seen probably five jump in front of me, so they're there.
It's his first day out on the river, but he wishes he had arrived earlier to take advantage of the run. He's worried all the commercial gill netters will snatch up the salmon first.
It was a little disappointing for us when we got out here to fish and saw that many nets up, but we're kind of just waiting for them to go down and hopefully catch something in the stream here.
But there's some good news for sport fishermen. Fish and Game has doubled the bag limit for sockeye caught in the Chilkoot River. Starting August 1st, anglers may take 12 sockeye per day through the end of the year. That's double the previous limit. 16,000 sockeye have made it to the Chilkoot this week so far. If the run continues at this rate, it's looking to be a great weekend to get out on the water. The ferry workers' strike began just a day before the Southeast Alaska State Fair. That stranded some fairgoers and vendors with cars and food trucks. For one soft pretzel vendor from Juneau, the ferry strike was a profitable twist of fate. Claire Strempel has the story.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Enjoy those.
Chris Peterson of Peterson's Pretzels just sold out for the third time today. It's a quarter after one on a weekday in Haines, but he says he's sold as many pretzels as on a busy Juneau Saturday.
And we're just ecstatic at the response.
He's frantically rolling out spongy pretzel dough and wrapping it around beef franks for pretzel dogs. There's been a line down the block all day.
I've never done this by myself before. It's usually this is a three-person show.
Peterson is parked next to Miles Furniture on Main Street, and he'll be in town until mid-August. The original plan was to return to Juneau after the Southeast Alaska State Fair, but with no ferries running, he and his truck are stuck in Haines. His family went back to Juneau to prepare for his daughter's wedding this weekend. So, in between rapid passes with a rolling pin, he gulps an energy drink, checks on dough proofing in his oven,
in about 20 minutes,
and shouts time estimates to the hungry folks who cluster outside his food truck.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need two more. So I'll make about 16 pretzel dog this time. Actually, I should probably make 24. What do you think?
He opts for 24. Peterson got an extension on his temporary business license from the borough due to extenuating circumstances. And the Bradford family, who owns Miles Furniture, hooked him up on their lot. Peterson says he's grateful for the support and considering opening up another pretzel truck here. But for other local businesses, the disruption in ferry service isn't helping the bottom line.
Very disruptive, to say the least, and very costly.
Robert Venables is the executive director of the Southeast Conference, an economic development group for the region.
Some of those funds will obviously stay in the local economy, but distributed differently, and it's definitely, you know, have an effect on people's plans for the region.
Distributed differently is right. What seemed like bad luck, a strike on the weekend of the fair, happened to be good luck for Peterson. Alaska Seaplanes felt a benefit, too. They ran nearly 30 flights between Juneau and Haines on Sunday alone and continue to offer about double the flights on many routes. But the fair is estimating a 10% decrease in tickets, plus the added cost of flying in musicians. They also offered refunds for those who couldn't make it due to the strike, though only a handful of people have cashed in on the offer. And Venables is especially concerned that the ferry system's lost revenue during the strike may translate to lost service over winter. But on Main Street, Peterson is still selling out of soft pretzels.
Yeah, it's fun.
He'll be in Juneau this weekend for his daughter's wedding, but he's flying back to Haines on Sunday night so he can open up again on Monday morning. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.